Elizabeth Blaschke from Montgomery, listening to the roundtable on Tuesday morning. I do agree that the HIPAA laws are the reasons why we really can't get updates on the mental health of people applying for gun licenses. So I think in some cases, if you want a license or something like that, you have to check a box on the HIPAA law that says, please release this information. That's why a lot of people who are perhaps mentally ill or should not have guns are buying them legally.
Hi, this is Chris from Albany. As far as I see it, it's inevitable that Bernie Sanders is going to burst Trump in the presidency. Trump is going to get the Republican nomination due to the fact that he represents the angry white vote and is appealing to the Republican base, as that is their base, which will bring the Republican leadership into line behind him. Beyond that, too, he's going to make an issue about the fact that all the other candidates are bought and paid for, an issue that Bernie Sanders is also going to trumpet, which none of the other candidates, including Hillary Clinton, can defend against, guaranteeing a Trump-Bernie Sanders presidency showdown, which Bernie Sanders will most likely win.
Hi, my name is Brian, and I'm listening with about 18 high school kids, mostly girls. And we were listening and doing some warm-up for a program we're doing. And we could not believe it's Wednesday, and it's about 10 of 10. And the woman who referred to all Republican women or Republican women as not having an original thought in years. Unbelievable. You just got done on your program sharing that no one should have broad stroke statements about a gender or a group, and then she goes ahead and does that. I mean, that's just horrible. I applaud Alan a little bit for at least sticking up and saying there are some strong Republican women or some women who don't believe maybe in staying home with their kids, even though that's an admirable decision if they make it. But wow, what a terribly, terribly judgmental, prejudicial statement.
It's Trucker Dave out here in Middletown, New York today. Love WANC, try to get it wherever I can, and enjoy the comment on the gentleman who just returned from his July trip to Alaska. Might I suggest that your commentator be sent back in February? Hey, that'd be a good trip, and you could report on that. All right, while you're freezing your nippy off. Hey, keep up the good work, and we're listening. Adios.